is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday. We'll be taking calls for the last half hour of the third hour here. Glad to have you on board for the conversation. As you guys know, I have been, obsessed a little bit with the Never Trump crowd and their inability to admit that they were wrong. Well, I'm going to tell you today, I found somebody who is honest and telling the truth about the Never Trump position that he once held and is now publicly saying he was wrong. His name is Gary Varvel. Now, you might not know Gary, but you know his work. He's a political cartoonist, a Never Trump guy, a conservative guy. And he wrote for the Indianapolis Star, and it's been published now in USA Today, about his caricatures of Donald Trump. And I'd like to read for you part of his op-ed explaining why Donald Trump is the president he didn't want, but admits now he's the president we need. "I admit that I was wrong about Trump. He is not a clown, and he is delivering on his promises," is the headline from Gary Varvel, which I think is an important step and something that could be shared with the Bill Kristols of this world. "Over the years," writes Varvel, "my caricatures of Donald Trump have evolved, but not as much as my opinion of him has. When Trump announced he was running for president, I admit that I didn't take this millionaire, hotel magnate, reality TV show celebrity as a serious candidate. I doubted his ability to do the job. So I drew him as a clown. In fact, my cartoons were as critical of him as many of my liberal cartoonist friends. And then Trump started a war with the news media, tagging major news outlets as, quote, fake news. I am the media. And while Trump promised to pursue conservative policies, this conservative cartoonist doubted his sincerity. After all, it wasn't that long ago that he was on the left. In the crowded primary field, Trump got the most attention by being the loudest. His tweets could not be ignored by the media and resulted in Trump dominating news coverage. I found his personal attacks sophomoric. I mean, calling his opponents low-energy Jeb, Lion Ted, Little Marco, Crazy Bernie, and Crooked Hillary was not presidential. It was childish, but it worked. He won. They lost. In this braggadocious I'm the greatest culture, Trump became the Muhammad Ali of politicians. His claims of I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I'm really rich. I'm highly educated. I'm the best. Fill in the blank. Stretched credulity, but was certainly entertaining. In one of the debates, Trump admitted that he was an entertainer, but said he was a lot more, that he was a businessman, and that's the kind of mindset this country needs to bring it back. And soon his rallies were filled with people who believed that he was the real hope and change America needed. In 1992, millionaire businessman Ross Perot said the country needed to be run like a business. He was great at listing the country's problems, but he didn't communicate how he would fix them. Trump identified the problems and fixes. His political promises were simple, repeated often, and easily remembered. Build the wall, repeal and replace Obamacare, cut taxes, destroy the Islamic State group, renegotiate better trade deals, and, most of all, make America great again. Simple. To the point. So how in the world did Trump change my mind? He started keeping those promises, which is exactly what I've been asking. Why won't the Never Trump people admit that he's doing exactly what they want? Well, Gary Varvel, I tip my hat to you because you, sir, are admitting it. Varvel continues, "First, he picked Mike Pence as his running mate. As I've written before, I've known Pence for over 20 years, and he has the conservative bona fides. So, of course, I supported this decision. Then, after taking office, Trump began to reverse President Barack Obama's executive orders and burdensome regulations on businesses. He approved the Keystone XL pipeline. He cut taxes, and the economy picked up steam. Again, I supported these decisions. Sure, he failed to repeal Obamacare, but its individual mandate was repealed in the tax cut bill. As a Christian, I have been accused of hypocrisy, and my faith has been questioned for not condemning Trump's past extramarital affairs, his language and treatment of women. Look, I know he's a deeply flawed man. So am I. The Bible says we all are. But evangelicals believe in grace and forgiveness and are commanded to pray for our leaders, so I support him in prayer. Trump has proven to be a pro-religious liberty, pro-life, and pro-Israel. He moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, pulled out of the Paris climate deal and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and began negotiations to denuclearize North Korea. I support all of these policies. By the way, so do all conservatives. So do all conservatives, Gary, and that's why I'm confused. I continue now with Gary Varvel. There have been a few hiccups. Trump signed a budget bill that increased the national debt, which is now $21 trillion. The Russia probe is still a cloud over his administration, and I don't like trade wars. But here's the dominating reason I've changed my mind about Trump's ability to lead. Judges. I support his picks of Justice Neil Gorsuch, his newest U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and the host of conservative federal judges that Trump has gotten confirmed already. I shudder to think of the activist judges that a President Hillary Clinton would have picked. In my opinion, Trump has had the most successful 18 months as president than any other I've ever drawn. So yes, I support his presidency. I admit that I was wrong about Trump. And there it is, Never Trumpers. There it is. I admit that I was wrong about Trump. He's not a clown. He's a businessman, entertainer, and now the president that I didn't want but now think we need. I didn't want but now think we need. Now, Gary Varvel is a cartoonist, also a columnist for the Indianapolis Star, where this column was first printed. And I give great credit to Gary Varvel for stepping up and saying, you know what, I was wrong. Because for whatever reason, the vast majority of the Never Trump crowd cannot admit they were wrong, even though they, too, like these policies. And they, too, like these judges. And think about what he put there, because this is what I've talked about in this program so many times. We would be living in a different America today if Hillary Clinton were president. And the biggest reason for that would be the judges. Imagine, if you will, if the last several decisions handed down by the United States Supreme Court had been ruled the other way. Unions would be demanding more money from their captives because people would not be able to opt out. Problem pregnancy centers in California would be required to advertise for abortion clinics. A president would not have the right to determine who can come into the country and who would not. Plenary powers would be stripped from the president. Bakers would be forced to participate in ceremonies and events that they wholeheartedly disagreed with from a Christian or religious point of view. These are the things that would have happened under a President Hillary Clinton, not to mention all the activist judges who would have found seats around the federal judge around the federal courts throughout the United States. We live in a world, thankfully, that we don't have to consider those things. Gary Varvel, great work. Way to do the right thing. Again, I tip my hat. 14 after on a free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.